哇哈哈
From Saskatoon, that's my pals in the North Sound. Nevada and Forest are an amazing duo, and a couple, I might add, and they've been turning out some great tunes. They recently recorded their new record with Crystal Shawanda, that is from it, and that was called Till the Love Runs Out. Before that, my good friend Taj Mahal and Keb Mo, I've run into both of those guys when I was hanging out doing shows in the United States, and they're both absolute gentlemen. They teamed up together for that tune called Room on the Porch. Now, a tune from Eddie Rabbit. I don't know if you guys remember this stuff. It's from the 80s, 1980 exactly, the summer of 1980, and this hit the pop charts and went to number 5. This is called Driving My Life Away by Eddie Rabbit on the jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's a tune called Sunshine, Akilah, on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Akilah was nominated for a Juno this year and has been nominated for a couple. Based in Toronto, this is an up-and-coming R&B act that you don't want to miss out on. We've got music coming up from our featured artist of the week. My good friend Chris Matthews is joined by Grammy Award-winning Rhiannon Giddens and the Resistance Revival Chorus, and they do a song called How Long for Peace. It's an older tune, and it's a Pete Seeger song that calls for social justice. Shane Ghostkeeper is on the show with V Chill. Shane Ghostkeeper's album was shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize just this past year. July Talk is also on the show with Lola and Joseph. I just love July Talk. Very powerful sound between the two vocalists, and definitely a rock and roll band to contend with. They're coming up on the show. Speaking of rock and roll bands, we got the Black Keys, brand new music from the Pennsylvania duo. And this one is called Baby Girl. Here it is on the Jukebox.
We'll be right back. She crosses her legs up on a dash. I feel the need to tell her I'm a virgin from a lonely town. I say Lola.
I say Joseph.
I want you closer.
So come on inside. Closer.
Come into the night.
Joseph, you can look, but don't you touch.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Oh, how I long for peace.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. Does this bird seem to be saying, Chicago, Chicago? Don't be misled. This small ground bird, the California quail, is strictly a bird of the far west. The California quail's gray and rusty-colored body is beautifully adorned. And the most distinctive characteristic of this quail is a black, forward-facing topknot that juts out from the bird's forehead like a small flag. Although quail can fly short distances, they spend most of their time on the ground foraging for food. When they're threatened, they scurry into thick brush. Quail build their well-concealed nests right on the ground, which can hold from 1 to 24 eggs. 24? Yes, the large clutches may include eggs from more than one female. Immediately after hatching, the chicks follow their parents around the neighborhood scratching for food. Two or more quail families may join together to form a covey of quail. With such a large extended family, it's not surprising when a male California quail hops up onto a stump to gather the covey together with this rallying call. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.